Blackstone Audio presents The Desirable Duchess by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Justine Eyre. Love is a time of enchantment. In it, all days are fair and all fields green. Youth is blessed by it, old age made benign. The eyes of love see roses blooming in December and sunshine through rain. Verily is the time of true love, a time of enchantment, and oh, how eager is woman to be bewitched. 1. Alice Lacey was the envy of her peers. She was the only child of rich and apparently doting parents, and she was, by the age of 18, already an acclaimed beauty, having glossy auburn hair, hazel eyes, and a perfect figure, combined with a wide-eyed, vulnerable look. A peculiarly untouched look that somehow made all men long to possess her. At her very first season, she'd fallen head over heels in love with Sir Gerald Warby, a handsome and charming man. Because her parents considered her too young, and because Sir Gerald did not command much of a fortune, there was as yet no formal engagement. But Alice was content. Her parents would come about. Sir Gerald lived in the same county and was a constant visitor to Wold Park, her parents' stately home. She would often stand on the Belvedere outside the drawing room and look down the long drive for his arrival. She liked above all things to see him arriving on horseback like a knight of old. He was a fine figure of a man with glossy black hair and black eyes. Her mother had pointed out that he was a trifle long in the body and short in the leg, but Alice could see no fault in him. She lived inside a glass bubble of happiness, young, confident, and very much in love. The death of the old Duke of Ferrant, whose estates marched with her parents, went by her sunny mind.